It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Do you need Apple's new iPad mini, a shrunken version of the iPad? Answer is, no, you don't need it. What you need is love, fulfillment, security, and good health. So the question should be, will you want the iPad's smaller sibling? Slate Magazine's Farhad Manju was at yesterday's unveiling and was one of the first to put his fingerprints on one of these minis. So what's it like?
If your hand is big enough, it might be able to fit around the device, but it feels like appreciably lighter, which I think is probably going to make the biggest difference. I often read books on my iPad, and over time, it sort of feels a little heavy if you're reading it for a while. This will feel lighter, and I think that's going to be the biggest change.
Apple stresses that the smaller screen is still the same shape as the bigger iPad, a little more on the square side than rival Android tablets. This means apps for the regular iPad will fit fine. Plus, Apple claims web pages look better on its screens than they do on rival tablets, which seem a little squeezed by comparison. What the mini iPad does squeeze is your wallet. They want $329 for the base model. That price tag is at the tippy top of predictions. Molly Wood is an executive editor at CNET, the technology news site.
The price is very surprising, and it sort of makes you wonder, are they feeling the competition but not understanding how fierce the competition really is? When I look at the iPad mini from a technology perspective, I actually think that the value is not as good as something like the Nexus 7. The screen isn't as good. The memory is fine but not great. The chip is good, but for me, if it was a difference between $130 and a slightly faster chip, at this point in the economy, I think a lot of people are going to take the $130.
Yet the biggest surprise from Apple wasn't the mini's price. It was word of a fourth-generation regular-size iPad about 6 months after the third generation came out. Marketplace's tech correspondent Queena Kim is feeling a little punked.
And actually, I'm the sucker that bought one of those iPad 3s, and I have to say I'm a little angry right now.
Why? Because you're no longer au courant? Because you now have old technology?
Yeah, I mean, it's faster, it's thinner, it's got that new cable. And I just bought mine 6 months ago. I mean, isn't it supposed to last at least for a year before I start coveting the next thing?
And will this fresh iPad and the new mini iPad prompt people to part with so much cash? That's an uncertain Jeffrey Jaffe, a New York attorney whom we buttonholed in Grand Central Terminal in New York. Is he ready to buy a mini?
I'm an early adopter and a gadget freak, so those two things might motivate me to buy a smaller tablet. But we have three or four in my household, so I'm not sure. Although now that you mention it, you know, my son, he cracked my screen Friday night. If the price to repair the screen is higher than the price of the smaller new iPad, I would definitely consider that.
Faith Hope Consolo at Prudential Douglas Elliman keeps a close watch on America's retail industry. She's counting on lots of hunger for smaller tablet computers like the iPad mini to drive people into stores in the coming weeks.
We're going to have a better holiday than anyone imagined because they'll be so tired of talking about the election and talking about uncertainty. This will push it over the top. Sales of the 7-inch tablet are expected to double this year from last year based on this new addition to the market.
Why? Because when it comes down to it, Consolo says the iPad mini works with her handbag.
The iPad is a little bulky, all right? It doesn't fit in a purse. I just think it makes sense.
And that's about as succinct an argument for the wee little iPad as I have heard. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.